you're just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Kitty. Welcome back.
It's good to be back, you know. I missed Auckland.
You did?
As strange and shitty as it is, I missed this little town here. Little city.
The sprawling metropolis.
The big smoke, yeah.
Well, nice to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, back for Who Arted as well.
I know, just in time. So on Who Arted today we have artist Catherine Atufu-Meo.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for coming up. She's going to be, Catherine is going to be talking to us about her work, which is part of the upcoming Art Egg Showcase, which is happening next week, Thursday, at Lot 23. So, Catherine, there's so much to talk about.
And so much.
I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
I really love your work. And I'll get into how much one particular part of your work I love a little bit later on. Something to look forward to. Just to give our audience a little bit of a wider idea of you and your life, you're a middle child, as am I.
No, I'm eldest.
Oh, are you eldest?
Yeah, I'm the big girl.
Oh, now where did I get middle child from? Obviously, massively misinformed there. Your sister is also an artist,
yes,
though.
Yes, she's the middle child.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But you initially grew up in Te Aritu North.
Yes, I
now
did.
Now you're living in Grafton.
Yeah.
And you're at, have you finished your second year of fine arts?
Or
you?
Yes, so I'm in my third year now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And apart from doing that, you are part-time helping people fix their
internet.
I know, that sounds that's quite rad, and it sounds like
very different.
Yeah, but that's good, you know. Yeah. That kind of keeps your brain active in a different
definitely,
way.
Yeah.
So, and recently I've heard you've just been down in Wellington with with Rosemary Raymond. What?
Yes,
tell us about
Rosanna
Raymond. What's been going on?
Well, they just finished up their Pacific Sisters exhibition at Te Papa, and that was for the Toy Art Gallery that's recently opened there. And I was just kind of like the little intern that was helping out, doing little things here and there, and just kind of seeing how everything worked. And that was, I was a little bit shook because it just kind of, it opened my eyes to see like how the art world actually does work. And it was scary, but very exciting and very empowering.
Oh, tell me. So, because there's so many facets to the art world, and
totally.
I'm constantly learning as well, because I kind of jumped into it like a big bomb, and then now it's like, oh, so this goes on over here.
Yeah.
So what's it like down in Te Papa? I'd imagine that's the top pinnacle of the kind of institutional background and support. And so that, I imagine shows are set up in a very, well, I don't know. Tell us. I don't know. So what was your involvement down there with Pacific Sisters?
Well, it was the closing of it. So they did a big kind of ceremony of it, because for them, when you open an exhibition, you need to close it, and that's really important. So we walked through the exhibition, and we were just kind of like paying our respects to the taonga that they have there.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome to see, because it was like, we're not exposed to that kind of stuff. And it was very intimate, very special. And just seeing the way that they organized it, the way that they had their meetings, the way that they worked their meetings, it was just like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And that's great, because so you would have met some of the staff down there and some of the curators and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, Nina Tonga, she's awesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
oh,
so
great.
She put on pretty much the whole of the art gallery side of Te Papa.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was, she took us around, showed us everything, because I went down another time with Tautai, and she just took us around the whole exhibition and gave us like backstories. We got to go into the archives and everything, and it was just like, whoa.
What are the archives like? Is that where they store the paintings and I mean, not the paintings, I'm so old-fashioned.
No, yeah, it was way bigger than I expected. It was like a whole library of things. They had drawers and drawers and drawers of just like siapo, so that's Samoan tapa.
Yep.
And they had spears, whale stuff. It was just crazy. It was amazing to see. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking about your heritage now, which does inform quite a bit of your work.
Mm-hmm.
Food is part of that as well.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to go straight to the thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Which is basically my favourite dish, which I've seen on one of your. So it's the taro leaves soaked in cooked in coconut cream.
Luau.
Yeah. Have you made that yourself?
Yeah, I have.
Do you make the coconut cream with the coconut scraping against
them? Yeah. So I didn't make it all by myself. So when I first learned about it, it was just watching my granddad do it.
Yeah.
And we'd always have to do the coconut, make the cream, and just like, yeah, fold the, put the leaves all together, put it in the umu, all of that kind of stuff. So I was a little helper.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to learn anything, yeah, isn't it? With your installations, you often create an interior of kind of like almost a sort of meditative space that's and it's similar to a Fale, except it's in a room. Well, it depends where you set it up, but it's sort of like a Samoan Fale with no kind of electrical devices, things around. And I noticed in one that the wall was covered in all this writing. Of little journals, like your recipes that you write out in your work, the recipes that you type, the pink food recipes.
That was the recipe books that I've.
Yeah,
that
were
I've
they
got
on the wall of those installations?
No. So those were the meditative installation that was done for a mid-year exhibition. That's just happened.
Yeah.
But that's different from the food recipes that I've done. But the recipes was like a zine. That we did. So we had to do a workshop at uni.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do something different, so I did five Samoan recipes with five ingredients or less. So that was pretty cool.
And did you make and prepare that food as well? Or
no, but I have in an installation that I did last year. I did put on a Samoan feast for everyone as a submission, and it was like it went around really well. I was nervous about it,
yeah,
because it was like a pig's head that I made, and I was like, I mean, you know, I don't know how people are going to like respond to that,
yeah,
but they loved it.
Yeah. Food's a very good way to get people's hearts,
lure them in.
Yeah, it's like a good art, it's a good bit of art bait,
yeah.
So you also are a performance artist with your work, and you record your performances by videoing. Mm-hmm. Can you describe your videos and tell us a bit more about the performance element of your work?
Yeah, sure. So with like the most recent video kind of work that I've done, it was all about kind of doing things that that were like about meditating,
yeah.
But it was touching on Samoan indigenous religion,
yeah.
So like,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know
so
much about
it's
them.
So like, I mean, we've been brought up for Samoan ways, the way of the Samoan way of life.
Yeah.
It's all about Christianity and things like that.
Yeah.
But what I kind of dove into was what happened before missionaries came, before 1830.
Yeah.
And it was all about how our people did something called anapongi, and that is you isolate yourself from the village and you pretty much just meditate and get into a state, and it's mui mana tunatu, and that is where you pretty much start to connect with your ancestors, and they're the ones that guide you through issues that are going on in the village or whatever's going on. So I kind of brought that practice into my own life and started doing that at home. So I'd isolate myself from everyone. I'd fast, stop eating from like 3 p.m., put myself into a state where I just kind of meditate, breathe, think.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to write the spoken word pieces, or I just say, like record myself saying things out loud.
Yeah.
So then that I was like, well, I'm going to video this and then put that into my whole installation of meditating and stuff.
That sounds amazing.
Thank you.
I can't wait. Actually, I can't wait to see some of your videos.
Yeah.
Would you be able to read some of your
spoken word? Let me see what I've got here. So the stuff that I've got, it's kind of like just what I would pretty much say.
That's fine. I'm really looking forward to this.
Okay. Well, this is one. Can you see my heart aches? Please don't let it flake. All these people do is take. Am I really awake? Help me to concentrate. Take control of this weight. Alleviate. Is it too late? You can see my predetermined fate. Don't let me give in to the poisonous bait. Help me to navigate, deactivate, resonate. Don't let me suffocate, eliminate. Help me to hibernate and renovate. I know this will fluctuate. Lossie the Great, I will cooperate.
It's beautiful. I really
Thank
like
you.
That. Yeah, I think it's really gorgeous, and I think it's great that you've got someone like Rosanna.
Like, oh, Mama Rose, great.
Yeah, right. She's a very strong, excellent artist.
Yeah.
So what kind of works do you think you'll have at, what kind of things do you think you'll have at Artake? Have you had
at
much?
At Artake? Yeah, so what I'm presenting at Artake, it's pretty much things from first year.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going through, I think this is like a lot of artists, we kind of go through like a making siapo phase, like everyone wants to make tapa because that's what we're not naturally drawn to because that's, you know, that's the Samoan art form that everyone knows and loves.
Yeah.
So in first year, that's when I was exploring my kind of like identity at that stage.
Yeah.
And I always kind of felt like, I mean, like I'm not this, I'm not just Samoan, I'm not just Balangi, I'm in this weird kind of space.
Yeah.
And I wanted to explore that. So I started making contemporary tapa, and that's when I would, I'd pretty much just paint on how I'd, on how I was feeling, listening to music and whatever. And then I would Photoshop it, and then I'd print it out on just a normal like calico.
Yes.
So those are the pieces that I'm going to be showing.
Okay, I know the ones. They're kind of like swirls of orange, so like, and kind of
my own kind of symbols.
Yeah. Oh, are they symbols?
Yeah. Oh. So that's like, so that's what it's, it's, I mean, you won't be able to tell that they're Islander symbols at all, but it's my, it's, yeah, it's my, yeah, my kind of symbols. Yeah,
yeah, your expression, it sounds, yeah, exactly, beautiful. Where, what village in Samoa are you from?
I'm from Malie. That's where my grandpa is a Matai.
Is it in Savai?
Upolu. It's 20 minutes out of Apia, towards the airport.
Ah, yes, yes, okay, yep.
Yeah.
How often do you get over there?
Last time I was there was 2015, so I'm due to go back very soon.
Same.
Yeah, so I've been there probably about like 6 times during my life.
And what's your favourite place?
Oh, gosh.
I know, that's a massive. What's your favourite place and why?
Yeah, besides my village, I'd probably say Tunnel Beach Follies in Savai'i.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's so... It's just, you know what it's like.
I know, it's amazing. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
And it, because you're just away from everything.
And it's just, you get to go on, like, I like it if I can hitch a ride on the back of like a ute or something, mm-hmm, and you just kind of cruise for
exactly
an hour. And then it's like you're there, and then you know that that there's pizza if you desperately need it.
Exactly.
In the next village.
Yeah, that's right. At the fancy resort, yeah, in the next one.
It's a fancy resort, but otherwise you're cool to survive on the same meal every day.
Yeah,
but I
exactly
like that. I like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And the pancakes are delicious as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're running over time a little bit, so we'd better wrap it up there.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and reading some of your art, which is very awesome. And everyone can see you on the 26th of July,
yes,
next Thursday at Artake. And if they want to check out, probably the best artist feed for you would be your Instagram.
Yeah.
And your handle is Katty Mayo. Which,
yes,
I love it. KattyMayo.
Mm-hmm.
And I will see you soon.
Thank you.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.